For over 50 years, family-owned and four generations strong, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers, 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Well, both teams getting their last second instructions from their coaches. Mountain Home about to come back out on the floor, and Greenbrier still talking with Coach Mack. So now they come out on the floor. It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second half. They'll be moving right to left. Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Walker, and we're back underway. Walker into the front court. Has the ball on the left wing. Now dribbles, throws it to Pfeiffer. Now she gives it cross court to Husky, finds Tabor at the right elbow. Up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Donham. And back on the Lady Panthers. Here is Simmons across the timeline. She has it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Donham. Over on the right side to Naylor. Naylor dribbles towards the paint. Going in for the layup. No good. And looks like saved in by Tabor. Right to the hands of Hannah Pfeiffer. And back come the Lady Bombers. Pfeiffer into the front court. Throws it to Husky. Now Husky will give it back to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Finds Tabor at the elbow. Gives it back up top to Husky. Ball goes over to Pfeiffer now. Greenbrier in the zone. Here is Collins with it at the elbow. She drills in for the layup. No good. And the rebound controlled by Simmons. Back coming the Lady Panthers. Simmons almost had the ball knocked away from her, but she's able to get it. She drills toward the paint. Now throws out to Simmons on the left wing. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Collins, the officials are going to say. And Greenbrier will keep possession of it with 6:52 left in the third quarter. Oh, no, they're not going to call it out. They're going to call a foul. They're going to give Madeline Collins her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 6:52 left in the third quarter as Gilpin inbounds it on the near sideline. Throws it to Harmon, now to Donham. She'll give it to Simmons on the right side. Simmons drills between the circles, throws over to Naylor on the left wing. Now it's on once again in the man-to-man defense. Pass to Gilpin on the on the low block. She'll be pushed by Peyton Husky. That is Husky's second personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. Collins is going to check out of the game, replaced by Emma Martin. Getting a five-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Gilpin looking to inbound it from the baseline. She will get it in to Harmon there on the low block, who immediately puts it up off the glass and in. Liz Harmon with her first 2 points of the night. 22-19, Mountain Home leading it. 6.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Tabor with it out the elbow. Tried to throw it to Martin on the low block, and looks like it's going to be a jump ball called as Martin and Harmon both dove for it. It will be Greenbrier's basketball on the alternating possession. 6:25 left in the third quarter. Lady Panthers get it back, trailing by three. Simmons inbounds it to Harmon. Back to Simmons. She'll get it, throw it into the front court, but right into the hands of Mally Tabor as Mountain Home comes up with the steal. Here's Husky back the other way, throws over to Pfeiffer on the left side. Her three-pointer does not go. Offensive rebound for Walker. She throws out to Tabor just outside the paint. Her jumper doesn't go, and this time Greenbrier gets the rebound. Ball goes into the front court to Naylor. She throws it to Donham in the left corner. Cross court now to Harmon, and has the ball knocked away. Simmons comes up with it. She dribbles up to the top. Over to Donham now. Now Gilpin has it on the left wing. Gives it up top now to Naylor. I'm sorry, to Harmon. Now Donham has it on the right wing. Throws it up top to Simmons. And she will give it to Harmon just outside of the paint. She's going to turn around for the jumper. No good. And a Pfeiffer will chase down the rebound. Back on the Lady Bombers. 5:24 left in the third quarter. 22-19, Mountain Home on top. Here's Husky with it between the circles. Throws over to Walker on the left wing. Back up top to Husky. Over I thought she was about to throw it over to Pfeiffer on the right side. Now gives it to Tabor at the elbow. Now gives it to Pfeiffer in the left, in the right corner. Her three-pointer, well, good. We'll go. Hannah Pfeiffer now in double figures with 12 points. 25-19, Lady Bombers leading it. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Here is Donham across the timeline for the Lady Panthers. Throws over to... Pass to Naylor, was knocked away at the free throw line. Ball goes out of bounds. Fisher's going to say last touch by Greenbrier, and it will be Mounts Home getting it back with 4:51 left. Anna Grace Foreman checking back in, replacing Mallie Tabor. And for Greenbrier, looks like Bliss Harmon and Arden Naylor are going to take a seat as they're replaced by Lily Mahan and Madeline Garrett. Walker throws it to Husky into the front court, finds Martin at the free throw line, gives it to Foreman on the low block. Her layup will not go. Looks like it hit like the bottom of the backboard. And Greenbrier is going to come up with the rebound. Here's Simmons back the other way, throws over on the right side to Gilpin. Back to Simmons now. She has it on the right wing. Drills toward the corner, pulls up for the jumper, does not go. And the rebound is controlled by Walker. She's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good. I thought she might have drawn some contact, but no call there. The rebound was tipped to Husky. She loses the handle, that dives for it, and now the ball's going to... They're going to call the ball out of bounds. Well, that was a late call if it was. Greenbrier's going to get back with 4:15 left in the third quarter. Anna Grace Warren checking back out, replaced by Kyra Penn. This is Penn's first time coming into the game tonight. She is a 6'1 junior. And now... Another turnover by Greenbrier in the backcourt, and Mount Home's going to get back on their end of the floor with 4:14 left in the third quarter. Simmons checks out of the game for the Lady Panthers as she's replaced by Naylor. Inbound pass goes to Peyton Husky in the right corner. Her three-pointer, good. Peyton Husky now with 9 points. 28-19, Mount Home on top. 4:02 left in the third quarter. Here is Gilpin across the timeline for the Lady Panthers. Throws over on the right side to Naylor. Gives it to Garrett just outside the paint. Now back to Naylor. Up top now to Donham. Over on the left side now goes to Mahan. Down in the corner to Gilpin. She's going to go down toward the lane for the layup. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home as it will go out on the baseline. Greenbrier will inbound it with 3:46 left in the third quarter. A 9-point Mountain Home lead. Simmons was about to check back into the game, but didn't get there to the scores table in time, so she'll have to wait a little while. Don takes inbound pass up top, throws over to Gilpin. Now she drills between the circles, gives it back to Donham on the right wing. Donham's going to drill toward the top, now goes down towards the lane for the layup, off the glass, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Kyra Penn. She'll throw it to Martin, who will bring it into the front court. Martin throws it over to Husky on the right side. Up top now to Walker. Back to Husky. Husky has it between the circles. Gives it to Walker on the right wing. Finds a pin. Back to Walker. Thought about the three. Now we'll give it to Husky. She's going to pull up in the right corner for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky now in double figures with 12 points. 31-19, Mountain Home on top. A little over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Donham with it as Mountain Home is going with a full court man. She'll give it to Gilpin, who crossed the timeline with it. Gilpin throws it to Naylor near the right corner. She's going to drill out toward the elbow. Throws it up top to Donham. Her three-pointer, no good. And the rebound controlled by Peyton Husky. And back come Lady Bombers. Husky's going to be fouled in the backcourt. I think they're going to get Madeline Garrett with her third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Panthers. 2:43 left to play in the third quarter, and Greenbrier had several subs once again. Walker into the front court. Now it's home up by 12. Walker drills to the left wing, throws up top to Martin. Back over to Walker. Had the ball knocked away from her, but gets it back. Now throws it over to Husky. She's going to try another three. Good! Peyton Husky now with 15 points. And that's the margin right now. Mountain Home up 15. 34-19 is our score. 2:14 left in the third quarter. Simmons into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Mahan. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Hit the backboard, and that was it. And now a foul is going to be called on the rebound. They're going to get Mountain Home. Are they going to get Mountain Home with that foul? No, they're not. They're going to get Arden Naylor with her second personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Panthers. 2:07 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 15. Pfeiffer across the timeline, throws it to Husky. Over on the left side now to Walker. She'll give it to Martin in the corner. Back to Walker. Throws it up top to Husky. Over to Pfeiffer on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer now with 15 points. And a cross-court pass to a wide-open Haley Moss. She's going to go into the lane. Her layup would not go. Looks like it was blocked. And ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And Greenbrier will inbound it under their own basket with 1:39 left in the third quarter. 37-19, Lady Bombers leading it. They've kind of pulled away here in this third quarter. Inbound pass from Mahan goes to Simmons on the right side. Now over to Naylor on the left. Down toward the corner to Moss. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Haley Moss with her first 3 points of the night. 37-22, Lady Bombers leading it. 1:25 left in the quarter. Here is Husky into the front court. Throws over to Martin on the right wing. Gives it to Walker at the elbow. Up top to Husky. She's going to try another three. Will not go. And the rebound is chased down by Naylor and back on the Lady Panthers. Simmons across the half-court stripe. Throws over on the right side to Mahan. She's going to try from three-point range and gets it. Lily Mahan with her first 3 points of the night. 37-25, Lady Bombers leading it. 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Walker on the right wing. Up top to Husky. Now to Pfeiffer. Over on the left side to Martin. Back to Pfeiffer. She'll go cross-court to Husky. Over to Penn on the right wing. Back to Husky. Once again to Pfeiffer. She has it between the circles. Gives it to Martin near the free throw line. Over on the right side now to Husky. Mountain Home looks like they may hold for the last shot of the quarter. Husky looking to get some distance between her and her defender. Over to Pfeiffer now. Back over to Husky. And she's going to be fouled. That is on Lily Mahan. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Panthers. 23 and a half seconds left of the third quarter. Gilpin checks back into the game, replacing Arden Naylor, and also for the Lady Panthers. Madeline Garrett's going to take a seat. Walker takes the inbound pass for 18 seconds, and now she's going to be fouled once again by Mahan. That is her second personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Panthers. So Husky's going to inbound it once again over on the far sideline with 18.4 seconds left. She'll throw it in to Pfeiffer in the backcourt. Pfeiffer across the timeline. Man-to-man defense for Greenbrier. Throws over to Walker on the left wing. Now gives it back to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer now with 18 points. 5 seconds left as Simmons heads back the other way. She's going to try for a shot at the half court. She will not go. She probably could have had time to get a little closer. Probably didn't realize that, and we have reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, it is Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 40-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a